When you first started sailing, my assumption would be that you were spending a little bit more time in the ports than towards the end, or is that not true?
It is true in the beginning, because when you operate the ships for the military is not very speedy in getting things done. So in a loading port, we might be there for a day and a half. When we started getting into the big ships and hauling crude out of Alaska, or actually crude anywhere in the world, a lot of times, I can remember a trip we made from Philadelphia, from the Delaware River to Karg Island, Iran. It was 28 days one way to get there around South Africa. Loaded cargo in Karg Island. We were actually in Karg Island only about, I don't know, maybe 15, 16 hours. We came back loaded, and they were talking about, I think we did like 30 days to get back, but we got diverted. Instead of coming back to Philadelphia, they sent us to a Hess refinery, I think in St. Croix. And when we got there, the dock wasn't ready. So for 10 days we drifted off the island waiting to go to the dock. And then we went into the dock and we discharged Chicago in 11 hours, turned around and went right back to the Persian Gulf. So, and of course nobody went ashore. 11 hours, I mean, we were pumping hard. That ship was a good pumper, so. But 11 hours and we were out of there and gone back for another 2 month trip. Month of the Persian Gulf and a month back. So in 4 months, I mean, I can remember on the first big ship that we took out, I spent 10 months on the ship and I had 8 hours off in 10 months. It was just work, work, work all the time. I mean, it was okay because we were a big family and, you know, if the engineers were going ashore and everybody's going ashore, they'd bring pizza back. And so you'd be in the control room working and pizza would come. So it was good, pizza delivery.
Something from outside.
Yeah.
How?
It was hard to be on that long. I mean, it's one of the reasons why when I finally retired and went as captain of the training ship, I made sure I picked good ports because it was my decision then. Where to bring the cadets, so that they would get good training in traffic, good training in port operations, yet be in a good port where culturally they could go ashore and take part in the culture of wherever we were, which was great for me too, because I hadn't experienced it all. So it was good. Occasionally I don't know if you're aware that on tankers, when tankers don't have cargo to haul, don't have oil to haul, most of the time they put them in the grain trade to haul wheat. And if you're hauling wheat in a tanker, that's a slow operation to discharge. Sometimes a month, month and a half to empty the ship. So you're sitting there. Now the bigger ships is not so good because you're sitting at anchor somewhere offshore. But if you can get into a place where you can discharge to a dock, you're a month in that port. It's really nice. And then nothing happens that fast when you're discharging grain. So it takes days for the ship to come out of the water rather than hours with oil.
So what are some of the favorite ports that you went to? So places where you did get to spend a little bit of time, or you had a little adventure or a big adventure.
I like Ireland, I liked England, I like Belgium. Germany's great. We went up to Estonia. Estonia's great. Poland, I like that. Marseille, Genoa, Italian ports, they're really good. Who else? Russia. We went to St. Petersburg. I'd been to Russia, but only in the Black Sea side. I had never been up in the northern side. I liked it up there. We did Iceland, Newfoundland. Really some good places we went to. And the Canary Islands, because Canary Islands are absolutely the best in the world for weather. Because if you looked at a weather chart of the Canary Islands, it's 72 degrees year-round. It's right at the right latitude. The northern side of the islands, very moist and wet with the clouds coming in from the north and lots of agriculture. Southern side, pure sunlight and beaches. So I mean, it's a pretty ideal spot to live, and it's, the kids loved it. It's a great place to take the kids. So.
I wonder if you could, if there are any incidents or specific voyages, storms, accidents, any
storms.